How to explain the emotions of that day? I can summon each moment in my mind almost frame by frame. I remember Alma and myself joining Granny at the afternoon market, the same clearing where the Matatu had first dropped us off, only now full of women who sat on straw mats, their smooth brown legs sticking straight out in front of them from under wide skirts. The sound of their laughter as they watched me help Granny pick stems off collard greens that she'd brought from Kisumu, and the nutty sweet taste of a sugarcane stalk that one of the women put into my hand. I remember the rustle of the corn leaves, the concentration on my uncle's faces, the smell of our sweat as we mended a hole in the fence bounding the western line of the property. I remember how in the afternoon a young boy named Godfrey appeared in the compound, a boy who Alma explained was staying with Granny because his family lived in a village where there was no school. I remember Godfrey's frantic steps as he chased a big black rooster through the banana and papaya trees, the knot in his young brow as the bird kept flapping out of his reach, the look in his eyes when finally Granny grabbed the rooster from behind with one hand and unceremoniously drew her knife across the bird's neck, a look that I remembered as my own. It wasn't simple joy that I felt in each of these moments. Rather, it was a sense that everything I was doing, every touch and breath and word, carried the full weight of my life, that a circle was beginning to close, so that I might finally recognize myself as I was, here, now, in one place. Only once that afternoon would I feel that mood broken, when, on our way back from the market, Alma ran ahead to get her camera, leaving Granny and me alone in the middle of the road. After a long pause, Granny looked at me and smiled. "Hello," she said. "Musawa," I said. Our mutual vocabulary exhausted, we stared ruefully down at the dirt until Alma finally returned. And Granny then turned to Alma and said, in a tone I could understand, that it pained her not to be able to speak to the son of her son. "Tell her I'd like to learn Luo, but it's hard to find the time in the States," I said. "Tell her how busy I am." "She understands that," Alma said. "But she also says that a man can never be too busy to know his own people."